you are really an expert on persuasion. So I've been trying to invite people on the show who could explain how we might defeat Donald Pumpkinhead. And tell me your thoughts on that.
First of all, I'm a trained hypnotist.
And a trained hypnotist?
Yes, I learned hypnosis in my 20s. I actually went to school for it. And I'm a...
May we have a volunteer from the audience? Look at all these people wanted.
And I've been studying persuasion for decades. And when I saw Trump last summer displaying the tools of persuasion, I thought, oh, my God, he's not a crazy clown. Everything he's doing, including his complete ignoring of the facts, is persuasion perfection. And I called him to be the landslide winner in the general election last year because the tools he's using, essentially he's basically taking a flamethrower to a stick fight. There's nobody using the same tools he's using. So his complete ignoring of facts are actually part of the persuasion because he doesn't give you targets. He doesn't give you details of his policies, usually. So he's reducing the number of targets while making you feel good and focus on the things he wants. So it's not about facts, it's about focus and attention.
He also seems to be a master of branding. You know, we see this, he never ever says the word Hillary now without crooked before. Crooked Hillary, crazy Bernie. I mean, this is like sixth grade level stuff, but that's the
level. So wrong. That is the best persuasion you'll ever see. When I heard low energy, I called...
Low energy, right.
Yeah, I called the end of Bush that day because that is a sticky insult. So these are not random insults.
I'm not saying they're random. I'm not saying they don't work. I'm just saying he brands people. Well, low energy, crazy, crooked.
No, but there's something else to it. He's working on confirmation bias. When you see anything come out in the news that looks like maybe Hillary Clinton did something a little bit suspicious, you say, crooked Hillary. So he's setting these up so that you're reminded of them.
It really comes in. It looked great this week when that report came out. It fed right into the narrative.
Right. And Lie and Ted, same thing.
Right.
He's a politician. He's going to say something that somebody's going to call a lie. And when they do, the nickname just pops in your mind.
I remember when he called Dr. Ben Carson the sheriff of nodding off.
And by the way, he A-B tests this just like software people do. So he says these nicknames in front of people. He sees the reaction, and then he uses them. The brilliant thing he did recently was he came up with a second one for Clinton. He said, well, is she heartless? Is it a heartless Hillary? Or is it a crooked Hillary? And he actually made people debate whether she was more heartless or more crooked. And that's all intentional.